Museum into the United States, and they saw some very interesting things happen on the concourse, in the airport, into the plane, and on the plane. And, of course, he's a lawyer, a really good witness, trained to be able to document and be careful about what he says he saw. And the other witnesses are saying the exact same thing. Very, very bizarre. You have the sharp-dressed man leading the underwear bomber onto the plane through security, saying you have to let him on. He's from Sudan. You have someone videotaping reportedly the entire flight and aiming the camera at him. And I kept saying, why doesn't the FBI want to talk to Mr. Haskell, Kurt and Lori Haskell? And we appreciate him coming on right now. He had to come on in the last hour because the FBI was there just before he came on with us. So breaking news there, Kurt Haskell again, who was on flight 253 with the underwear bomber. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us again, snapshot of any new developments or what the authorities just asked you about.
Okay. Yeah, I got a call early this morning that the FBI would be stopping in my office to talk to me sometime today, and they did. They left a little while ago. Our interview today was pretty similar to the interview they gave me while we were being detained in customs after we got off the plane, with one exception that I would say, and that was that they brought a stack of pictures they wanted me to look at and identify if I knew various people that they showed me, pictures of people.
Did you recognize the Indian man, the smart-dressed man?
No, he was not in any of the pictures.
Well, why wouldn't they have the airport footage? It's been 5 days. This is the biggest story ever. I mean, where is that surveillance footage from Amsterdam?
You know what I said to them? I said, did you guys bring the security video from Amsterdam? Wouldn't that be a more appropriate way to do this interview while we looked at security video? I don't think they liked that comment from me.
Well, it's common sense. I mean, you're a successful, smart lawyer. You're a sharp guy. But these FBI agents, they're sharp. They're accountants. They're lawyers. What's the deal?
That's what I said. Did you bring that video with you so we could go over it together? Wouldn't that be more appropriate? And I think that was an offensive comment.
Why would that be offensive? I mean, again, this is all part of the fake make work. We saw this with Oklahoma City and other suspicious events. They'll just bring a boatload of papers and stuff that doesn't matter, and then your information that is so vital will go into the deep six bin. And that's why I wanted to get you on, Mr. Haskell, but I think you're now experiencing what I wanted to warn you about, about vital witnesses just get ignored.
Well, I kind of want to keep this interview to me being an eyewitness and not me being expert testimony.
Are you talking about with the FBI or right down here on air?
No, what I'm saying is I want to keep, right here on air, I want to keep it to what I witnessed and not so much what my opinion is.
Absolutely, that makes sense to
as
do
much
that.
As possible because, you know, I'm an eyewitness in this case, not an expert witness. And I don't want anyone accusing me of having any kind of an agenda to discredit the facts of this case and what I've witnessed.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that makes sense because, I mean, if you start making your opinions made, then they can try to ignore the key info you brought forward.
And use that against me to discredit me. Exactly. I'm trying to not do anything to discredit myself.
But there are other witnesses. We're now seeing other witnesses saying they saw the guy with the camera and everything else.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what you saw then, because we've got you to the bottom of the hour. Plenty of time to flesh this out. You know, instead of like 5 minutes on CNN or 10 minutes on Fox, plenty of time for you to be able to break down in fine detail what you saw, what you witnessed. And we're really excited to have Kurt Haskell on with us. His wife, Lori Haskell, was also on the aircraft, bombed by the underwear bomber. We're glad that he's certainly alive right now.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Kurt and Lori Haskell had been on an African vacation. They were over there sightseeing, a sightseeing safari. Coming back through Amsterdam, things got a bit hairy. Coming into Detroit from Amsterdam, he runs the Haskell Law Firm, very busy person. We appreciate him joining us. He just had the FBI in his office, but he is aware of InfoWars.com, and so we appreciate him coming on the show with all the hundreds of media requests he is no doubt getting. Okay, just telling the story, but finishing up what we talked about in the last segment, then telling the story, sir. Okay. The first thing you asked, you said, to the FBI was, why are you here interviewing me about this and showing me photos when you have the surveillance footage from Amsterdam? Finish up with what happened there.
Well, just to be straight, I don't assume anything. I said, wouldn't it be more appropriate that you brought the video from Amsterdam so that we could go over it together? And that would seems to me like that would be a good starting point. I didn't assume that they had it. I actually had them. I asked them, you do have it, correct? And they gave me no response.
Oh, boy.
Right. I asked them several questions related to things like that while they're here, and they refused to answer anything whatsoever. They said they're here to get information from me, not me get information from them.
Really? I thought in an investigation, witnesses are supposed to, bring up anything they think is important.
Right.
Hmm.
Which I did, but you think there'd be some collaboration there, but...
Amazing. Did anything else in this interview not go well or seem strange?
Go well? Well, it was very similar to the one I did in customs. Basic questions, take me through everything. What did you see? Can you describe the people that you saw, et cetera, et cetera? With one exception is that they had a stack of pictures and they went through them one by one with me and asked me to identify each person or not to see if I saw them anywhere or not. That was the one difference.
Amazing.
It was about 10 pictures or so. Two of the pictures were of the terrorist man, and they kind of tried to trick me. They acted like it was two different people to see if I would agree.
I was going to predict that, but I wanted you to say it yourself. If they are trying to cover up the investigation and screw it up, this is standard procedure. Now they're trying to impeach the witness. Because they really don't like what you saw, so we need to demand all of the airport video be released, not one video that was shooting a sidewall.
Here's how it went down. Just so you know, again, I'm not making any opinions. I'm just stating what I witnessed. He gave me a picture of the terrorist. You know, I don't know what his name is exactly. It's a long Muslim name. I'm just going to call him the terrorist. And I said, okay, that's him. And then they said, can you identify this guy? And it looked to me like it was the terrorist again. And I said, is this some kind of trick where if I answer this wrong, you guys are going to try and use some kind of smear tactic against me to discredit me? And they kind of laughed, and I said, it looks like the terrorist again, but why don't you give me a full body shot? Because, you know, part of myself identifying this man had to do with his entire body because he looked a little different.
His skeletal form.
Yeah, he's a short, skinny guy, and they were giving me headshots only. And I said, well, why don't you give me a full body picture, and then, you know, maybe I can tell you if this is the terrorist also or, you know, some man that I didn't see.
Wow.
But they didn't have any of those. One other picture, it was kind of funny to me. And they showed me a picture of a man, and they said, do you know this man? And I said, I looked at them, and I kind of laughed, and I said, isn't this the man that had the bomb in his carry-on bag that you arrested in customs that you refused to admit exists? They didn't really like that comment from me and had no comment back to me. But I said, it sure looks like it's the man you refused to admit exists.
Really?
I don't know if you read that part of my story anywhere either.
But. Yes, but flesh that out for folks that aren't aware of it.
Okay, I'm sorry. When we got off the plane, we were being held in customs for a six-hour time period, and they brought in some bomb-sniffing dogs after about an hour. One of the dogs found something in one of the carry-on bags of an Indian man. Now, this is a different Indian man than the one I saw pre-boarding. He was a younger man, about 30, age 30. And he was immediately taken into an interrogation room, held there for about an hour, and he came out and was handcuffed and taken away. Immediately after he was taken away, we were moved to another location, and one of the FBI agents said the following: "You're being moved. It's not safe here. I'm sure you all saw what happened and can read between the lines on why you're being moved." Read into that what you will.
Wow.
You know, but nobody will mention this part of my story anywhere. And, you know, everyone on the plane, or a majority of them, saw this. We were all in the same room. And I'm sure other
people. Again, we're talking to eyewitness Kurt Haskell. His wife saw much of the similar information. Other witnesses are corroborating a lot of what they're talking about. Take your time, because we have the time. Then I want to get into the. What you saw getting on the plane, once you were on the plane, the time we have. I'm skipping the next break coming up. We have it to the bottom of the hour. We got 16 minutes. Any detail, anything specific, I mean, to start over, slowly retell what you just told us.
What I just told you?
Yes.
About being in customs?
Yes.
Okay, slowly. We got off the plane. We were held in customs in a large baggage claim room, held there for about an hour with only our carry-on bags, all of us together, all the passengers. Bomb-sniffing dogs arrived approximately 1 hour later. One of the dogs smelled something in the bag of a 30-ish, what I would say, again, an Indian man. He looked like he was from India to me. The dog sat there like he's trained to do if he finds something. An officer immediately came over and took the man and took the bag into what I would call an interrogation room. I couldn't see in the room, but I could see the entry door to the room. He was there approximately an hour. I saw him come out about an hour later. He was handcuffed and taken away. Immediately after this, we were moved to a different location, and an FBI agent said something close to the following. This isn't an exact quote, but similar. You're being moved to a new location because it's not safe here. I'm sure you all saw what happened and can read between the lines on why you're being moved.
Now, they were probably taking one of their handlers or agents off the plane. This is devastating info. And, Mr. Haskell, you've been trying to tell the mainstream media that information.
I tell the same story to everyone unless they just want to ask me specific questions. You know, if they want to do that, that's fine.
But the point is, you've been trying to tell this, and it's been filtered out.
I'm sorry?
But you've been trying to get this information out.
Well, you know, I just tell my story, what's done with it.
I understand, but I mean, you made the point. I haven't seen this anywhere in the media. This is big news.
Well, I know this. I've repeated that same story to countless news agencies. Now, not all of them, because some of them just want to do a 2 or 3 minute blurb on me and, you know, what I saw when it was going on, or Mr. Sharp Dressed Man or what have you. But to my knowledge, not one media source has reported this incident in customs. Not one. That, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Take from that.
Yeah, this stinks. This stinks to high heaven. I know you're just robotically giving us the facts. As a good lawyer, you understand that. I can obviously speculate. This is really stinking to high heaven as a cover-up. A cover-up of what? We're not sure. Now expanding here, going to the beginning. Or any other bombshells you want to drop on us. But going back to the beginning, more about this sharp-dressed man, more about how he was getting him on the aircraft with these international flights. You've got to show the passport again. I've done that myself many times. You know, at the gate, this doesn't happen. Why was this guy given such deference? Did he look like security? Did he flash anything? Go back to the time. Slowly tell us what you saw. And then anything interesting about the underwear bomber himself.
Okay. So before we boarded, obviously we're in Amsterdam. It was just my wife and I. There weren't any seats in the boarding area, so we sat on the floor by what I would call the ticket agent, the last person that checks your boarding pass before you board the plane. We're about 10 feet away or so, just playing cards. And, passing time, and I was kind of people-watching, and I saw these two men approach the ticket agent. And they just kind of caught my eye because it seemed strange to me that they were together. One I would describe as he looked like he was a black teenager is how I would describe him, 16, 17 years old or so, what I thought was 16 or 17 years old. And the other man looked like a 50-ish, he looked wealthy, Indian, what I would say Indian man now, you know, whether he's of a similar race or something, I don't know, but to me it looked like he was from India. And they approached this ticket agent together. It was quiet, and I could hear the entire conversation. Only the Indian man spoke, not the black man, and what he said was, this man needs to board the plane. He doesn't have a passport. The ticket agent then responded, well, if you don't have a passport, you can't board the plane. And then the Indian man responded, he's from Sudan. We do this all the time. And the ticket agent then said, well, you'll need to talk to my manager or something along those lines, and pointed the two men down a hallway to go speak to the manager. And they then proceeded down the hallway. This was the only time I saw this particular Indian man. This was the only time I saw the black man until he tried to blow up our plane a few hours later.
Okay, going back, so you must have gotten on the plane before him or something. You didn't see how he got on.
No, because shortly after they went down the hallway, we boarded the plane.
And then, wow. And obviously, everyone should be talking. It should be all over the news. Who was the mystery man? Who could get through security? Who could bring this guy in? Who could get people on airplanes without passports, international flights, into the United States, some of the highest security in the world? I mean, this just gets crazier and crazier, Mr. Haskell. Uh-oh. We just lost his phone line connection to Michigan. Oh. Only seems to happen at times like that. And if you don't think they're surveilling Mr. Haskell, you're living on another planet, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, doesn't matter. The info's out. I've had some private conversations with Mr. Haskell, but I do wear a journalist hat as part of what I do. I'm also a filmmaker. I do editorialize as well. Also preach a bit. Some say rabble rouse, but I do wear a journalist hat, and what is said in confidence is said in confidence. I absolutely amazing that that just happened. Okay, we have Mr. Haskell back. Hopefully we can keep him for the last 10 minutes. Mr. Haskell, sorry you got cut off.
No problem.
Okay, we were getting up to the point, just briefly, of how could this person get him on the plane? I mean, what gravitas did he have with airport security?
You're asking me?
Yes, sir.
I really don't want to speculate on it other than, you know, I can see three possibilities, and which one you think it was, I don't know. Three would be there was a bribe. There was some sort of personal relationship between this man and the security manager. And number three would be that this is a regular routine procedure to get on planes without a passport for refugees of war-torn countries.
Well, it's not. They've got to get special letters from the embassy. That's absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Pick which one of the three you think it is. To me, those are the only choices.
Or he was a intelligence agent telling the young fool he was part of a drill.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, once you're on the plane, you're coming into Detroit, what happens next?
It was a really uneventful flight. We're in the middle of our descent into Detroit. The pilot comes on the speaker, and he says we have 10 minutes to landing. Flight crew, take your seats and buckle up. A flight attendant walks by my seat, mumbling to herself, "Something smells like smoke." I look up. I'd previously been looking at the monitor on the back of the seat in front of me to get the flight conditions and everything because I like to watch that when we're landing. I looked up. I'm in row 27. I could see smoke coming from row 19, eight rows up. It wasn't a lot of smoke at that time, and it looked like it was coming from the floor, but I couldn't see the floor because I was sitting down. So I unbuckled my seatbelt, took a few steps up the aisle to get a better look, and then it burst into flames across the floor of the seats and up the wall to the ceiling. Just in row 19 and just to the seats left of the left aisle, which I think there were three seats, A, B, and C, when it burst into flames, people were screaming, fire, fire, terrorists, water, 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 we need water, somebody get water. Flight attendants were screaming. The pilot comes on the intercom and says emergency landing and starts speeding up. And while this is going on, the terrorist man's being hauled off into the first class area by a couple passengers. He didn't really put up any fight.
Just to interrupt, Mr. Haskell, I also read and heard that the stewardesses were screaming, sit down the whole time, and almost like it was a bad thing to have these men go up there and take this guy out.
I didn't see that, so I can't confirm that.
Okay, good. I mean, I hope that's not true, that they were so foolish they wanted to wait for orders. Okay, continuing. So they drag him up into first class.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear this popping noise, or how loud was it? Because we heard about this big explosion, and then it was just a popping, and then people thought it was a firecracker.
Okay. Honestly, I didn't hear a thing. I asked my wife if she heard anything, and this is what she says about it. It sounded like what I thought was the landing gear coming out, and then she said, I heard like a little popping noise after that, but I just thought it was ice breaking off from the opening of the landing gear because we had been in really cold weather. And she said, you know, I thought that's what it was and didn't think anything of it. But myself, I didn't hear a thing, to be honest.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many things, Mr. Haskell, to talk about here. In the last few minutes we've got, and I want to say bye to you during the break. I know you've got to go. We appreciate this time. In the last 5 minutes, any other points you'd like to make, any key issues that haven't been discussed, and you know, as a concerned citizen who could have been killed by this, mm-hmm. as a free person, I mean, you do have a right to make any statements you want about the investigation. We are 5 days into this, and we've not seen any surveillance footage. The media doesn't seem concerned about Eyewitnesses seeing a man videotaping the whole flight aimed at this guy. That's obviously an accomplice or a handler or something. We've got this other guy getting him through security. I mean, any other comments?
Just a couple things. I thought the security after getting off the plane was a complete embarrassment, total disorganizational mess that actually put us in more jeopardy than we were already in. Just quickly, two things. They left us on the plane for 20 minutes after we landed, not knowing if there was a bomb anywhere or whether the fire had spread below the floor into the cargo hold or by the gas tank. The original fire was directly above the gas tank in row seat 19A, number one. Number two, they should not have let us take our carry-on bags off the plane, and then even worse, stand all together with them for an hour before the bomb-sniffing dogs got there, not knowing if there was a bomb in any of the bags or not. And it looks like what appeared to be a bomb was discovered by one of the dogs. So those two things made us considerably less safe than we should have been due to what I would call a disorganizational mess. It appeared that none of the security officers had any clue on any procedure, what to do. They didn't know who was in charge. It really took a long time to organize themselves and organize some sort of procedure on how to handle things, and in the meantime put us in a lot of jeopardy.
Okay.
And
if you
want to question me on anything else, feel free.
Well, let me do that here at the end, and hopefully we can have you back up a little bit in the days to come, because you are and your wife are key eyewitnesses, and again, it's being confirmed by other people on the plane. We're going to play the clip after you leave saying this guy was videotaping the whole flight.
Yeah.
They've given multiple interviews, very suspicious there. I've been given a quote here from you being interviewed on a radio show. I want to find out if this is accurate. You did tell me that you visited Infowars.com from time to time.
I did.
And I understand this is separate.
Okay.
I want all the information to be public, put in the public, to inform the public and to help law enforcement do whatever they can to solve this crisis. 8 years later, I am still irritated with 9/11, what I consider to be a 9/11 cover-up, and I personally have knowledge with this terrorist attack, and I am not going to let anybody cover up what I know. Kurt Haskell, attorney. Is that an accurate quote, and where was that said?
It's an accurate quote, but I don't want to get into any more detail on that because I don't want any kind of smear campaign against myself to discredit this story, which is an entirely separate story.
No, I understand. Well, there's other witnesses. They've got to release the surveillance footage. Other people are confirming things that happened. I mean, we know his dad warned everybody. We know he was on the terror list. He fits the classic M.O. Of a decoy, of a patsy. I know you're just stating the facts, but they're not going to be able to ignore you and your wife's testimony. And I think it's important for you to go public now, which you've done. But just thank God that there's so many informed people out there. Kurt, bottom line, the FBI showed up. They were clearly trying to impeach they're clearly already aware of you. They're clearly upset by having I would say you are an expert witness. You're aware of this type of chicanery. You're a successful lawyer. Watch your six is all I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm not scared of anybody. You know, whatever happens, happens.
Well, we need to get your wife on the air, too.
My mind.
No, I understand, but we need to get your wife.
Just so you know, my wife is very ill today. She's come down with a bad case of the flu, and she's really not doing any interviews today.
Well, obviously, our show's about to end.
She did one this morning, and she fell very ill after that. Not from the interview, just she's pretty sick today.
No, I understand. Air travel can do that. Obviously, a stressful event. Well, we appreciate your courage. We appreciate you telling everybody in a great, very focused fashion, very accurate fashion, what happened. And we're all praying for you, Kurt Haskell, attorney. Let me say bye to you during this break. Obviously, listeners, this is an extremely powerful interview, breaking news. You're hearing a lot of this here first. Great job to my team getting Mr. Haskell on. Let me say bye to Mr. Haskell during the break. We'll come back with more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Well, he's agreed to come back on with us. There is a lot more to this. Incredible story. I'm going to try to get his wife on in the next few days with him. But regardless, this is breaking now. We need to make sure the real issues get investigated. Kurt Haskell, we appreciate your courage. Thank you for spending time with us.
Hey, no problem. And I just wanted to let you know that if there's any interest of me coming on again to do a Q&A session or tell anything further, I'd be glad to do it at any time. I have very limited time today, so I can't do it today, but another
right.
time I'd be more than willing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Haskell. Take care.
No problem. Have a good day. Thank you.
Goodbye. Oh, man. Well, I tell you, talking to him off air, woo, this is really bad. Meanwhile, the neocons like Michael Shermer, the Skeptics magazine, their god, is going, oh, we need to rescind our 9/11 truth. It's been proven Al-Qaeda exists. Of course there are Muslim extremists all over the place, but Al-Qaeda is a CIA computer program name from 1979. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written 2 books bragging about how he founded it. That's the reality. And no, this only proves we're right again. They got some guy they arrest with a bomb after the plane. The FBI's there trying to impeach his testimony. You got other witnesses from the same aircraft reporting that there's a guy filming the whole time. First reported by News Radio 620 WTJM. He sat up and videotaped the entire thing very calmly, said Patricia. We do know that the FBI is looking for him intensely. Yeah, right. Her daughter said ahead of them was a man who videotaped the entire flight, including the attempted detonation. Right as they're hyping wanting to go into Sudan. Right as they're hyping wanting to go into Yemen. Right as the news, both BBC and the New York Times, reported the day before this happened that the new war was Yemen. Give me a close shot on this. Yemen, new frontier in U.S. war on terror, December 24th. That's BBC. Here's New York Times, December 24th. Hundreds of these articles in the last 2 weeks before this. Battle against Al-Qaeda stepped up in Yemen. Thousands of U.S. special forces there. Full-scale deal going on. Now, again, the FBI, you know what? I'm not going to say anything that Haskell told me that was off air. Only two things he asked me not to talk about, and I'm not going to talk about those things he told me. But I'm not going to say anything else he told me. I'm just going to shut up till he's back on the show. That's the torture of this job, though, man. I mean, you get a high-level person over the Department of Cemeteries in New York State. That's a big department in any state. And they give you secret documents about how the government's getting ready for a mass flu die-off. And I get this 3 months before they start the flu hype. And I just say, I don't know if this is really going to happen, but the feds are telling the Bureau of Prisons in New York that there's going to be a massive flu in 2009, 2010. It's going to kill millions. Get ready for millions dead in New York. Then I get an emergency manager from Indiana bordering a Chicago county saying the same thing. And I've got to have one of the biggest eyewitnesses out there load all this info on me, and I can't tell you about it. Now I've got an instant headache, just instant headache here. I'm literally doing hundreds of investigations at once. I'm not complaining. And then I got to watch sniveling establishment people like this Michael Shermer, 9/11 truthers foiled by 1225 attack. We're foiled. Some simplistic thing about because Al-Qaeda is releasing on Israeli fake intel sites responsibility. And Intel Center, run by the CIA, publicly puts out fake videos with their logo in the same layer as the grandson of the head of the former head of the ADL, Adam Gadon. I mean, Israeli agents are the head of Al-Qaeda on TV? I mean, how? But the public doesn't know that. They can verify that in 5 minutes. They don't want to know the truth. That is certain pockets of the population. Oh, look, somebody on a message board calling themselves Al-Qaeda took credit for this. And I'm sure the FBI will find some idiots who will carry out terror attacks. Should we give up all our rights, all our liberties? I mean, have you read the Homeland Security documents? Have you read the MIAC documents? The whole Homeland Security system is for Americans, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, gun owners, and true anti-war liberals, i.e. any independent American. The whole system's for you. It surveils you. It has nothing to do with little brown people. Do you got that? The New World Order is worried about the last country they haven't disarmed, that they haven't fully bankrupted and run yet. They've taken over everywhere else. They want the U.S., the big fat engine of tyranny, under full control. Continuing here. Here's time. Yemen, Al-Qaeda's new training ground. Oh, my gosh. We've got to attack them. Everything's a hoax. It's like the health care bill. Now the Democrats have actually read it. It cuts everybody's health care and increases taxes. Got to pass. The banker bailout, unlimited trillions, secretly going to banks, not to get the economy going. No one gets in trouble. Everything's fake. Everything's a hoax. Everything's a fraud. We have a criminal government that's committed so many crimes. Why shouldn't they commit a million more? You've got this guy on a terror watch list allowed on. You've got the FBI protecting this guy. You've got the guy's dad going and saying, my son's hooked up with something bad. You've got this guy living in million-dollar apartments, and he shows up disheveled with some handler. Witnesses say he looked out like he was drugged out of his mind. Here's some other witnesses from the airplane on the same show that Mr. and Mrs. Haskell were on, talking about the guy filming the entire flight. The government doesn't want to talk to them. You got that queued up? Here it is.
Yeah, that was very strange. There was a man that when we first took off, I noticed about 10 seats ahead of us to the left-hand side. He had a camcorder, and I didn't think much of it. I thought maybe this was his first flight and was just excited. And then when the actual incident occurred, I looked up, and he was the only one standing and filming the entire thing.
Interesting. There are obviously still so much more to come out about this. We really appreciate you joining us, Kurt and Lori Haskell, Rochelle.
And in her full testimony, that's another witness on with the Haskells. That's not the Haskells. In fact, I want to get her on if we can before the feds tell them to shut up. In the full interviews they've given on radio stations, like the radio station source I mentioned earlier, let me be exact about that, 620, she said, yeah, the whole flight he was taping. We kept wondering why. Why aren't you seeing that video on the news? You're seeing a cop photo after the cops came on when the plane landed. Everybody's saying, well, that must be the footage with the police arresting him. No, there weren't a bunch of uniformed Detroit airport police on the plane. The citizens got him, tied him up, strip searched him to make sure he didn't have any more bombs. And that's a police photo. Why aren't the police releasing the footage? Because they haven't computer morphed it yet. Why haven't they released the footage of the smart-dressed man on all those airport video cameras from Amsterdam? Why haven't they released the footage from the man on the flight? Or if they don't have it, why didn't the man on the flight give it to him? Was he the handler of this guy? Don't worry. Don't worry, underwear bomber. I will be here videotaping. Security brought you on. You go ahead. You're doing this. You're going to be a full agent once you've carried out this drill. Continue with the drill. When they come on, you tell them it's part of a drill. This is how they do it. And for any of you fools working for the government, if they ever want you to do something you think is illegal during the drill, this is how they do it. This is how they set people up. This is how they operate. This is what they do over and over and over and over again. Meanwhile, we're not even talking about government takeover of health care. One-fifth of the U.S. economy. One-sixth, depending on how you slice it. What's left of the economy. Openly written by the insurance companies. Openly a scam. On record! Maybe Skeptics Magazine will write an article about how I'm imagining that. Maybe it doesn't have $41 billion cut for Medicare or Medicaid, even though the bill says it. We'll just have someone say, oh, everything's fine. I'm an expert. I'm the anointed one. I say none of it's real. I say you can trust the government and the media. I say anyone that says government's too big or out of control, they're a conspiracy theorist. You can now be lazy and go back to sleep. Let's go to Wayne. Or WAV. I got to get this monitor closer to me. WAV in Connecticut. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Anyway, I just started listening to you about 4 months ago, And I just want to tell you, Alex, don't be frustrated by these naysayers. And, I mean, you're doing a good thing. And I just want to tell you, my sister-in-law, who is my brother's second wife, doesn't know me very well, but she said, "Who is this Alex Jones?" So I played her a clip of you at the Texas Motor Vehicle Department and refusing the thumb scan. And she's sitting there aghast saying, "Oh, my God, that guy's got big ones and this and that." And I says, I looked at her. I waited till she got all done. I said, "You know what?" I says, "I've been doing that for a long time without any camera crews." I says, "Without anybody behind me, all by myself in courts."
Good job.
And you know, I mean, you're not alone. I've been doing this. I've been part of constitutional groups for
absolutely
over 30 years.
Look, if you hadn't been there doing what you're doing, Wave, we'd be in a lot worse trouble. Do you have any comments about all the news here or how CNN has a fake poll? Oh, 73%. Are ready for the full body scan. Show them the quick vote. Quick vote, which means they can fix the quick vote. Would you be willing to undergo an airport full body scan? The vast majority of Americans in polls I've seen were against these. Now they love them. Save me from the Nigerian underwear bomber. Help me. Wave, I appreciate your call. Joe in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm just scared to death of a Nigerian firecracker bomber. I better give up all my rights to foreign banks and have secret police violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The government's going to save me. That's how I'm doing, Joe. Thank God for the bankers. Thank God they use that TARP money to rob us. Oh, thank you.
Alex, I just had, appreciate you, and I just had two questions, and one was directed towards when you had Ms. Valente on regarding, do you think that they're going to try to slip some cap and trade into this health bill? And the second one was regarding Mr. Haskell, and you brought up a key point about the airport in Amsterdam. Just how many, you know, people of Indian descent or African descent were in that airport and or on that plane with Mr. and Ms. Haskell. And I'll just listen to your comments, and I appreciate you, and I'm getting your DVDs out as fast as I can.
God bless you. Don't stop. The power of you, the listeners, getting the Obama deception in game, fall of the Republic, and getting it to people, the public is now ready to wake up. We've done incredible work together previously. Now is the season. Now is when the mighty crops are coming in. Every time we throw our nets in, the ship's almost sinking. There's so many fish in the nets. People are like, oh, they're announcing world government. There's nothing we can do. Baloney. Now the enemy's come out in the open. I would guess there's a lot of Africans, a lot of Arabs coming through Amsterdam. That's a major African Middle Eastern hub into Europe and the rest of the world. There's a billion Indians. They're everywhere. So I don't know. But the bigger question is, why aren't we seeing the video from the plane and in the concourse and in the airport out? And what they'll do, what I predict in the next few weeks, if we make a big enough stink, if not, it'll be 6 months from now, they'll release some side shot of you know, hundreds of cameras and say, oh, we only caught it from the back. We don't know who he was. It'll just be on some sideshow. Right now that it's the big announcement, it's all about attacking Yemen and all about body scanning you and checkpoints on highways and roads and how the feds have to take over and it's their big announcement and Obama's notified another Nigerian went potty for 19 minutes and oh, the president's scare on the phone. He was in the potty? Another one? I'll save the people. I'll take their rights. Oh, thank you, Obama. Right now it's about a smoke screen to cover up the passage of health care coming up next week. So people don't look what's in the bill. Or the Democrat revolt. Or, what, two Democrats stepping down, leaving their parties? And total revolt from the left against the health care bill because they found out it's not a goodie. You think the bankers are going to rob other people to give you something free? If they're going to rob people with your immoral wealth redistribution, they're going to keep it for them. Because who took over America? Who set up the police state? They did. You don't get nothing. Oh, you thought you were going to get a little bit of the honey. No. That domestication process is over. They've broken up the American family. They've screwed up the country. They've gotten enough people dependent. You're going to get just enough chicken feed, enough hog feed to serve your masters and nothing more. And you're going to get your rations cut because now is the time of bondage. So you thought you were going to get a little bit of goody there on the side. You're getting nothing. You're going to get less of what you were getting, and you're going to like it. And the bankers are going to take everybody's pension funds and just incrementally rape everyone. And you try to go out and protest, the cops will come right up, throw a rock at themselves, and then open fire with rubber bullets and sound cannons on you and run up with billy clubs and just ha-ha right into old ladies' heads, watching teeth and blood spew. They'll high-five the death of America. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And they'll drink their fluoride and give their babies all the aspartame and shots, and their kids will have convulsions, and the cops will go, God, I love government. I love how they hurt me, too. How, as long as I can beat up old ladies, I feel good. Poison me, New World Order. I love you. Thank you. I'm a low-level psychopath who loves the bigger psychopaths.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
Well, obviously, that was some breaking bombshell news from one of the key eyewitnesses of how they let them take their own baggage off to get their operatives off in case something went bad. How they found somebody else with a bomb. That was them taking one of their agents out who got caught up in the search. If it fits, classic MO. You know, with the shoe bomber and everybody else, security leads them on. Oh, this is a special person. It's always some drugged out freak all wild. That's why they've got to be led on, because they're always drugged out or mentally ill, literally just, being brought onto the plane. I mean, these patsies, man, never end. Pull up the shoe bomber's image. I mean, just out of his gourd, couldn't keep a job, couldn't tie his shoelaces. But he's the ace, deadly Al-Qaeda. The reason freedom had to end in the world. Don't worry, black ski mask anti-terror cop is here to take your farm and ranch and your children. Oh, sorry, there's no Al-Qaeda, but there is American gun owner. I mean, look at that moron. That guy's got about 5 brain cells he can rub together if he's lucky. I mean, I've seen cockroaches with more intelligence in their eyes. It's a little bit like Sylvester Stallone, a little lobotomy. But I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't handle it anymore. Gerald Celente's coming up in the retransmission. I'm out of time for all these callers. I'm going to try to have more open phones the next few days. I got a bunch of other guests. We'll continue to track all this. In closing, I hope you'll support the online video bookstore for our operation here. It is your support that allows us to do all we're doing here, your purchases of the books, the videos, the materials, and the sponsors. Let me tell you about a few of those, and I'll give you an update on what's coming up on tomorrow's show here. My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out mysolarbackup.com, one word, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. This is a great little unit. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. I've been available for 2 years, and our listeners have told us they're good. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever and wherever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun, storing it in the battery system. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly and emits no fumes. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Mysolarbackup.com. And one other great sponsor is Diginet Personal Audio Video Recorders. They got hidden pins. They got sunglasses all in one piece. You talk about a great hidden system to protect yourself from Big Brother or expose corruption. Everyone needs the systems they have at Diginet.net, and they've got the best prices I've seen as one of the biggest dealers out there, and they're patriots. Diginet.net, Diginet.net. And this unit is a video and recording device. That's their pen, disguises a pen, and it fits right into your pocket. Again, I like the sunglasses, everything else. That's Diginet.net, or get their phone number off the website, Diginet.net. Net. And one last little sponsor, and I'll give you a heads up on what's coming up tomorrow. Did you know you can be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? Well, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Cola Blue, with the Cola Blue 28, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking, no chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. They've got their new Cola Blue 30 discount out of the gates, the Cola Blue 28. Go to ColaBlue.com, ColaBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043 to find out more, 800-691-6043. Now, again, we had Gerald Celente coming back up, that bombshell guest, Mr. Haskell, with the inside job info. That was amazing. Look for articles about that to go viral at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We've got Webster Tarpley coming up, Alan Watt coming up. We've got, for a full hour, Wayne Mattson coming up. Big show tomorrow. Don't want to miss it. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.